DeepEnglish.com.
Some say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. What do some say is the most important meal of the day? Some say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And whether you eat bacon and eggs, cereal and milk, or fruit and yogurt, you are literally breaking your fast from the previous night. What are you literally doing when you eat breakfast in the morning? When you eat breakfast in the morning, you are literally breaking your fast from the previous night. What do you eat for breakfast each morning? On July 11, 1966, 27-year-old Scotsman Angus Barbieri broke his fast with a boiled egg, a slice of bread with butter, and a cup of black coffee. On July 11, 1966, did 27-year-old Scotsman Angus Barbieri break his fast with cereal, fruit, and yogurt? No, on July 11, 1966, 27-year-old Scotsman Angus Barbieri did not break his fast with cereal, fruit, and yogurt. He broke his fast with a boiled egg, a slice of bread with butter, and a cup of black coffee. But instead of a 12-hour fast overnight, it was the first food he had eaten in 382 days. Was it the first food he had eaten in 38 days? No, it wasn't the first food he had eaten in 38 days. It was the first food he had eaten in 382 days. He told a reporter, "I thoroughly enjoyed my egg and I feel very full." What did he tell a reporter? He told a reporter, "I thoroughly enjoyed my egg and I feel very full." A year before, Barbieri weighed 456 pounds and was extremely obese. He sought treatment for his excessive weight at a medical facility in Dundee, Scotland. How much did Barbieri weigh a year before? A year before, Barbieri weighed 456 pounds and was extremely obese. And did he seek treatment in London, England? No, he didn't seek treatment in London, England. He sought treatment in Dundee, Scotland. The doctors put him on a short fast to try and drop some of the weight off his 6-foot frame. What did the doctors put him on? The doctors put him on a short fast to try and drop some of the weight off his 6-foot frame. Most thought he would regain the weight, as what usually happens, but days without food turned into weeks and eventually into months. Did most think he would regain the weight? Yes, they did. Most thought he would regain the weight, as what usually happens. And what did days without food turn into? Days without food turned into weeks and eventually into months. Fasts of over 40 days are considered dangerous, but Barbieri wanted to reach his ideal weight of 180 pounds, so he kept going. Are fasts of over 40 days considered safe? No, fasts of over 40 days aren't considered safe. They're considered dangerous. So did Barbieri keep going? Yes, Barbieri kept going. Barbieri took vitamin and mineral supplements during the fast and drank black coffee, tea, and sparkling water along the way. What did Barbieri take during the fast? During the fast, Barbieri took vitamin and mineral supplements. And did he drink whiskey, beer, and vodka along the way? No, of course he didn't drink whiskey, beer, and vodka along the way. He drank black coffee, tea, and sparkling water along the way. Occasionally, he'd have a touch of sugar or milk in his tea, especially towards the end. But for the most part, he survived over a year without eating. Occasionally, what would he have a touch of in his tea? Occasionally, he'd have a touch of sugar or milk in his tea, especially towards the end. For the most part, how long did he survive without eating? For the most part, he survived over a year without eating. Doctors were astounded. How did the doctors react? Doctors were astounded. "This is one of the most remarkable cases of voluntary weight reduction I have ever heard of," said one. What did one doctor say? One doctor said, "This is one of the most remarkable cases of voluntary weight reduction I have ever heard of." At the end, Barbieri successfully tipped the scales at 180 pounds. "I have forgotten what food tastes like," he said. At the end, did Barbieri tip the scales at 118 pounds? No, he didn't tip the scales at 118 pounds. He tipped the scales at 180 pounds. And did he say that he had forgotten what food tastes like? Yes, he said that he had forgotten what food tastes like. Transformation through fasting has been around for ages. How long has transformation through fasting been around? For ages. Transformation through fasting has been around for ages. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert without food, while Gandhi was known for his 17 hunger strikes. How many days did Jesus spend in the desert without food? Jesus spent 40 days in the desert without food. And what was Gandhi known for? Gandhi was known for his 17 hunger strikes. And fasting for Muslims is one of the fundamental principles of Islam. What is one of the fundamental principles of Islam? Fasting for Muslims is one of the fundamental principles of Islam. But for Barbieri, his fast, believed to be the longest ever undertaken, was not done for spiritual purposes, but rather for health. Was Barbieri's fast done for spiritual purposes? No, Barbieri's fast was not done for spiritual purposes. Rather, it was done for health. According to Leonard Guarente, a professor of biology at MIT, the ability to fast is an ancient survival adaptation. According to Leonard Guarente, is the ability to fast a recent survival adaptation? No, the ability to fast isn't a recent survival adaptation. It is an ancient survival adaptation. It was normal for our ancestors to experience a scarcity of food in the winter, having to survive for weeks without much to eat. Was it normal for our ancestors to experience an abundance of food in the winter? No, it wasn't normal for our ancestors to experience an abundance of food in the winter. It was normal for our ancestors to experience a scarcity of food in the winter. In addition to losing weight, some experts say that fasting can help slow aging and fight cancer by starving rapidly growing tumor cells. In addition to losing weight, can fasting help slow aging? Yes, in addition to losing weight, fasting can help slow aging. What can fasting help fight? Fasting can help fight cancer. And how does fasting help fight cancer? Fasting helps fight cancer by starving rapidly growing tumor cells. While a prolonged fast can lead to dangerous consequences like organ failure and death, might the benefits of fasting in moderation outweigh the dangers? What do you think?